Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired firefighter Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight on a Thursday morning, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, customs and border patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers and men and women out there behind the wheel of the big 18-wheelers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And take advantage of all the things we've got over there. All righty, well, joining us right now to start things out, we have the professor of politics, the gang's ready on the porch, Kyle Warren. Like I told you.
I'll do them.
Yep. And some of them are drinking iced tea, and some of them are drinking their favorite alcoholic beverage, and some of them aren't drinking at all, but they're all making noise. Okay, so there we go. And we appreciate the wild bunch over there on the porch at the bar next door in the hotel. And we've got quite the following over there right now. Oh, no, by the way, before we get started, Kyle, wait till you hear this. I want to say hello to Captain Bob in the tugboat pushing a barge full of gasoline back to Tampa from Louisiana, listening to us right now out there in the Gulf of Mexico coming this away. He said he was about 2 hours away about 20 minutes ago.
Wow, very, very cool.
It's a lot of fun when those guys, and by the way, it's not the first time we've heard from those guys out there, so he chimed in. He's out of Tampa, and he said he listens to the show all the time, because he goes over to Louisiana, he can hear it all the way across the bay. That happens with radio signals on the water. But over there in Louisiana, he can hear us on our affiliate over there in New Orleans.
Oh, very nice.
So
well, welcome.
Go. Yeah, there you go. So let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, a couple of things, Kyle. I think first what I'll do is I'll play a little audio I got here. Now, we heard some good news for a change out of Afghanistan, and that is that the United States announced that the first of a group of Afghan interpreters and whatnot that had already filled out their paperwork and been approved are going to be leaving Afghanistan to come to the United States with their families. Obviously, more of them have got to do a lot more. They've got till the end of the month. But here is what's going on, and we'll see if we can get this to play.
Over the course of the nearly 20-year Afghanistan war, Afghan interpreters and others assisted U.S. troops, and now the United States is helping them safely leave the country. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the evacuations will occur during the last week of July. President Biden has faced pressure from lawmakers in both parties to evacuate Afghan military helpers before the U.S. military withdrawal is complete. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Now, Kyle, this is called the Operation Allies Refugee Flights out of Afghanistan. It's happening between now and the last week of July. Now, it's this first group of people that are leaving are the special immigrant visa applicants that already were in the process of applying for U.S. residency that have been approved. This is the first bunch, and everybody else that's over there, they need to get it done real quick because come the end of the month, that's it. It's not going to be done anymore because the Taliban are moving so quickly in the country, they're going to have control of the airports.
Yes, very much so. And unfortunately, this lack of planning really to help all of those who were, helping the allied efforts there and the U.S. efforts in Afghanistan, this is going to be perhaps a very, very, very bad time we're going to see. And it's most unfortunate. And I don't know why the Biden administration wasn't more on top of this, shall we say.
Well, I do. They weren't planning on doing anything. The Trump administration was going to be leaving, but they were going to leave a contingent force behind of some sort. And we don't know how much or what kind or whatever. But the fact of the matter is, we do know that they just weren't going to be dropped cold turkey the way things are going right now. And this is the Biden people just not having a plan at all. And it's a terrible thing because people are going to die.
Yes, exactly. And that is a very hard truth. And we're going to keep telling people about it. Absolutely.
Now, I got to tell you about something before we go to break here. Ron DeSantis has started something up on his website that he's selling for fundraising for his gubernatorial campaign coming up. He's got T-shirts. He's got mugs. He's got hats. He's got all this stuff. And what do you think it says on it, Kyle?
What does it say?
Don't Fauci my Florida. And the liberals are going nuts. Nuts.
Well, one can imagine why. But yes, exactly. I mean, we can go back over all the chronology of Dr. Fauci, and yeah, that seems to be about right. Great statement. Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's great. And I'm going to buy something myself. I think I'm going to buy a shirt and buy a hat and then show up somewhere where I know there's some liberals.
That's right. Fauci has become a verb.
Yeah, very much so. But Ron DeSantis, of course, he is our governor here, and the people are loving him. Democrats can't stand him, some of them, but most of them realize he's doing a fantastic job for us down here, and he is. And I believe that this guy, I know he's presidential material. I just hope he sticks around to be governor for another term.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be going to break, and when we come back, Kyle Warren and I will be back with a lot more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
I will. And when you go over to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, it's a place to send us a message, and it comes right straight into the board. All right. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is part of my regimen that I've been taking for over 6 years right now. And I take it because of the fact that it gets rid of the inflammation that I constantly have been having in my left foot, leg, and ankle. And maybe after a procedure that was done yesterday, that will stop. We'll see. But it also helps lower the pain that I'm in. And that's because of the natural ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which lowers or eliminates the pain, goes right straight to the source of the problem you're having. And it's 100% drug-free. Can't beat that. It's also 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which is good for you. It gives you the good stuff back into your body. Now, it also supports a healthy response, helps to support healthy joints and muscles and the healing process, and it comes in convenient individual packets. I will tell you, the 3-week quick start, which is how you get started, is only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And you get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see a little tutorial there if you want to find out a little bit more about it. There's a little video there for you to watch. And then when you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, you'll see all the other health products they sell too, along with the Relief Factor. And there might be something in there that might interest you. But $19.95 for the 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com/captain gets it all started. And after all you got to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All righty. Now, the Cuban Americans are demonstrating everywhere and anywhere in Florida and other parts of the country. They've been shutting down highways, blocking highways. They've been calling for the Biden administration to help the Cuban patriots inside Cuba seeking freedom. Biden is Biden is just ignoring it. He's not saying anything. AOC and her crew, they aren't saying anything. None of the liberals are talking up and speaking about this. And when they do, they don't mention communism at all. They do not mention the C word. They have a blasé way of doing this. And this may be the opportunity of a lifetime to get in there and do something to turn Cuba upside down and backwards and get rid of the communist regime that's been in our backyard for the last 50 years or so.
I'm so glad that you mentioned that, Captain, the idea of getting rid of the communist regime. You see, you know, we could have academic discussions about whether or not Cuba didn't have enough reforms in their economy or this kind of thing, and the Cubans want to blame the embargoes against them. But it's not about just reforming the economy. It's not about just trying to have some kind of market forces that make life a little bit better for the communist regime. It's about getting rid of the communist regime. And you're right. This is the turning point. This is what the Cuban people are looking for, I believe. And, of course, the Cuban nationals and others, relatives in this country and around the world, and they see, wait a minute, this is perhaps a once-in-a-generation opportunity. So that's exactly what we should be talking about. And for those on the far left who won't even mention this kind of thing, well, they're just showing their true colors, aren't they?
Yeah, and the Florida politicians here, the Cubans that were elected to office, state senators, state representative, county representatives too, city representatives, as well as our federal people, especially Marco Rubio, they're putting the pressure on the Biden administration to do something. The big idea of yesterday we talked about briefly, but it is an idea. Send a couple of the cruise ships that are sitting idle in Miami, maybe three or four down there to pick up people and bring them back to Florida.
Well, exactly. See, again, one of the hallmarks in these kinds of regimes is you can't leave, right? And that's, you know, it's always been something that has been very confusing to people in the free world, because they move about as they want to. But, you know, Captain, these protesters and so forth, and the people who are rallying for freedom, they're talking about a thing called patria y vida, meaning
yep.
homeland and life.
Yep.
And they're very serious. This is a big issue, very close to their hearts, and we need to support them.
Speaking of a big issue, the Arizona Senate president says the 2020 election audit's ballot count does not match the official Maricopa County tally. There is a huge problem brewing there, and it also carries over to Fulton County, Georgia, where they actually had a break-in at the warehouse where the ballots were being kept, and they're not really sure what that was all about yet. But it looks like as if there was 100+ thousand ballots kept in this warehouse, and it looks like they were trying to get in there to get to some of the ballots. Somebody might have known exactly where to go to get what needed to be done to take the, let's say, remove the evidence.
Right. Well, again, you know, the American people, by and large, they know something was done,
mm-hmm.
and they expect fairness. And regardless of who wins the election, they can deal with that. But
yep.
what they don't want is things like this, where
yep.
there's major discrepancies.
But I want to point out to the people that are on the blogs that are still saying, laser discovery found in Georgia election will turn election around and force Biden to leave office and Donald Trump to be installed as the president. No, 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 and no, it is not going to happen. Because we've already got our procedure that has put this president, like him or not, and his vice president into office. They're going to stay there until they get voted out or impeached. Okay, you want to get rid of him and you can prove these charges? That would be grounds for impeachment.
Well, of course it would. And, of course, by the
same token.
But
that's not going to happen either, by the way.
Well, no, but by the same token, of course, if there could have been shown some major discrepancy that Hillary Clinton really won the election, I think, Captain, we'd hear a very different chorus coming from the left saying, yes, we do need to install her as president now because that, you know, this and that. And but what you're talking about is, of course, the right way to talk about it, and that is we have procedures, we have to follow them, and otherwise we have chaos.
Well, Eric is talking about the massive fraud found in Arizona and Georgia, Fulton County, that people need to go to jail. It's on video. Yep, it is. But guess what? Nothing can be done to overturn the election. Now, might these people be charged with doing something? Yes. But once again, that's left up to the local and the state authorities. And apparently Georgia has a problem with trying to do anything to anybody.
Well, exactly right. So that may be few and far between, but the big takeaway is going to be the American voter saying, okay, it looked like there were some shenanigans. We're getting more confirmation, it appears, of that. I'm going to vote a certain way in the next election because I don't want shenanigans. I want real elections.
No, and Eric, if you were paying attention to the Internet yesterday, you know some of the groups I'm telling you about, he's chiming in pretty heavy there on the chat room. They were in there saying, oh, Trump's going to be reinstated because they found all this information and all. No, it's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. But again, it will simply be something that will propel the midterm elections and the upcoming presidential election in 2024.
Yep, because even a lot of the rationally blue dog Democrats and the normal run-of-the-mill Democrats, not the hardcore communists, realize that something screwy went on. They really do. I talk to them every day.
Well, exactly right. And I'm so glad you mentioned the idea that the hardcore, you know, left or hardcore communist leaning people, they're not rank-and-file Democrats. Rank-and-file Democrats agree with Republicans on much more than they ever would disagree with them on, and they realize what's going on.
And they're not the majority of the Democratic Party, but they got all these other people running scared because the majority that they have in the party is contingent to having those people supporting them. Otherwise, they have no support.
Well, exactly right. And, again, the Biden administration, who's ever got the reins of that whole thing, I mean, they're going so far so quickly. And they're tipping their hand to the kind of authoritarian rule that they really want to put over the American people.
That's all true. Everything you're saying is absolutely true. And the fact of the matter is, people need to wake up. And, you know, I love President Trump. I wish he was the president right now. But it's just not going to happen. We got to wait. And like I say, if you really want to get rid of Biden and you want to get rid of Harris, but then again, if you impeach Biden, who becomes the president?
Kamala Harris.
That's right. So you be careful what you wish for. All right. Hold that thought there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. And Mr. Mike Gallagher is going to come out of the closet to take us to break.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Cuban exiles returned to the streets of Miami's Little Havana for the fourth straight day on Wednesday, calling on the U.S. government to support a recent protest movement in Cuba. The Cuban government has restricted internet and cell phone networks in the country, but some videos of violent suppression have emerged. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says he's called on the Biden administration to bring the international community together to bring pressure on the Cuban regime and stop violent retaliation against protesters.
Discuss these abuses, pressure or shame the international community into condemning and isolating that regime, and pressure them to be prepared to take action to prevent a massacre, a bloodbath, not halfway around the world, not in the Middle East, not in another continent, right here, 90 miles from our shores. A horrific bloodbath is what awaits if action is not taken and something like that does not happen.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. And I got to get used to that new finish there, because that's a brand new one that he just made for us, and we appreciate that very much. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at MyPillow, Mike Lindell, and, of course, Dawn, his executive secretary, who I speak to when Mike Lindell's not there. And they want you to know that they appreciate all the support they're getting from you people that are listening to this show and me talk about MyPillow. They said to say thank you to all of you. And all you got to do to get the tremendous savings that are out there right now is to go to the website, MyPillow.com. Take a look at all the things he has to offer, Mike Lindell, that is, on MyPillow.com. Then when it asks you for the promo code to get the reduced price on the pillows and the towels and the slippers and the bathrobes and the sheets and everything else he's got, all you do is put in the word Captain, spell it out, Captain, and you're there. Now, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And again, use the promo code Captain to save yourself a boatload of money. You'll be glad you did. They've got great products, and I'm just having a great time sleeping on my my new mattress pad and my pillow. Pillow and my Jesus sheets as well. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, here's one for you. Okay. $300 a week extra money going to the people on top of their unemployment currently still in 24 states.
That's right.
26 states got rid of it. People are going back to work. Unemployment rolls are dropping down. But we found out yesterday that 1.84 million people turned down work, good work, $15 an hour jobs to hang on to Joe Biden's jobless bonus of $300 a month on top of the regular money they were getting.
Yeah, and, you know, kind of like some kind of weird movie villain, you can almost hear someone sort of, you know, in the White House going, aha, they're doing exactly what we want them to do, kind of thing.
And exactly.
They're not getting back into the workforce. They're getting the $300 a week or whatever it is, and they're not participating, and they're getting to be comfortable, dependent on government. And they have a government captain that says, don't worry, there's some rich people over there, the one percenters, and that's what we'll call them, and they're getting too much, and they need to give it to you, and you don't really have to go work. That's not the American way.
No, and it's not the American way. It's not any way. I don't know any successful country that does that. I know plenty of communist countries that do that. And where are they at?
Well, exactly. Again, it's that notion of the government is going to take care of you. We are going to spend on this. We're going to do human infrastructure, whatever that means.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue to give you money.
And isn't Cuba a communist country?
Sure.
Okay, they give their people 5 eggs a month. How about that?
Well, yeah, exactly. And the whole idea is that the issue isn't just to increase it to 7 eggs a month. That's not the answer. The answer is, of course, to have people be free, be self-determinant. And that's what these far-left people in the United States who are trying to ruin everything here, they're trying to take away that idea of self-determination.
Yeah. Now, we talked about Afghanistan, and we talked about the troops coming out, and we talked about not having a base there or a presence there. They do have an embassy there. I don't know what's going to happen to that. Right now, the Taliban, I'm sure, is trying to figure out a way to get to the American embassy and try to capture some Americans. I mean, that's how their minds work. I'm not saying anything that anybody else doesn't know about. But Russia opened up yesterday and told the U.S. they warned them. Against deploying any troops in the Central Asia region. They said the warning comes as the U.S. military said last week that 90% of the withdrawal of U.S. troops and equipment from Afghanistan is complete. Well, the equipment isn't gone. They've got tanks. They've got heavy equipment the Army and Air Force and Navy engineers use to build things with, the Seabees and whatnot. That's all sitting there. I've seen it. They left behind a bunch of ammunition, a bunch of weapons, aircraft, helicopters. It's all been left behind because they couldn't get it all out together at one time. And the Taliban is just going to take most of that and destroy it because they don't fly planes. They don't fly helicopters. They do like their tanks, though. And I saw, as I said, in the convoy they were in the other day, a couple of MRAPs, which those are the bomb-proof, supposedly, vehicles that you go out and clear the roads with.
Well, exactly. And but you mentioned, Captain, about how the Russian Deputy Foreign Minister, Sergei Rybakov, he told evidently the American delegation and during President Biden's visit with Vladimir Putin, in no uncertain terms, that they're not going to accept any kind of redeployment of American forces into what they call basically their collective security treaty organization, which includes Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and others. And, Captain, I seem to recall, though, wasn't Joe Biden going to go talk to Vladimir Putin about hacking, and he was going to read him the Riot Act on hacking?
Yep.
Well, it looks like it was the Russians that read the Riot Act to President Biden. I hate to say.
Oh, sure they did.
Yeah,
I'm sure they did.
This is big time, and they are in no uncertain terms saying this is going to change the relationship with the United States if Biden dares to do something they don't want
to
do.
We have a blowhard pathological liar for a president who has been lying all through his career. from day one. He stretched the truth about all sorts of things. Remember, oh, I played in the baseball game back there in 1973, and I remember hitting a 365-foot home run. Yeah, right. Just one little problem. The baseball game you played in was in 1974, and you went 0-2 according to the scorecard.
Right. Well, but that's like your, you know, typical Biden story kind of a thing. He just gets on a story and they never really challenge him on it, you know. But he's used to doing that. He tells these kinds of stories. But I think it's really important that, again, it was Putin who was evidently able to eat Biden's lunch at this meeting. This is big time geopolitical stuff. And Biden, of course, you know, remember he's trying to get ice cream and he had to pull a thing out of his coat pocket and say, well, they gave me this. I'll read this for you.
Now,
oh, my gosh.
Now, we talked about, and Denise Simon was telling me about the fact that we had a couple hundred troops that were going into Haiti that were already sent there for this, that, or the other, whatnot. But yesterday, the official version that came out from the United States and the Department of Defense was they sent 100 Marines to protect the U.S. Embassy in Haiti amidst the turmoil following the assassination of the Haitian president, Moise. That was told to Reuters by some State Department people. And as far as anybody else being sent in there for any other reason, it's just not true yet. Is it being contemplated? Yes. But all that's happened so far is they sent in some extra Marines to protect the embassy.
Well, that's right. Of course, because embassies are, our embassy is American soil in Haiti. And so, obviously, if there's an obvious security threat that's going on in the country, so they're there to protect our soil.
Right. Now, we also heard yesterday about former Trump Attorney General Bill Barr denying the allegations that have been flying out about him that he pressured the U.S. attorney not to investigate possible voter fraud. Bill Barr said that's absolutely not true. We have a letter that was produced by somebody in the Trump camp that says it is true, and I haven't seen the letter of you.
No, I have not. No.
So I can't speak with authority on that, but apparently they're trying to say, no, that was true. But again, I have not seen it.
Well, again, you know, if he did, I don't know that he deliberately did something, but he may not have seen enough evidence at that time. We just don't know.
Oh, by the way, Paul in Sacramento just chimed in here just a few minutes ago. He says, this is Paul in Sacramento. You and Kyle, the best talk radio I've heard in 20 years. Simply put it out there, Captain. You ain't no slouch. And Kyle is so well-spoken and just logical. Everything that comes out of Kyle's mouth is based on logic and reason. Keep up the good work. Well, thank you, Paul.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Paul. We appreciate those kind words very much.
That means a lot.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep, and we appreciate him. And keep up the good work yourself there, Paul, and tell your neighbors out there. All right. We'll be right back with more, and the chat room is going nuts here as we're speaking. We'll have to find out what's going on there. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we got a little music to play tonight. We're going to have some fun with the music we got going here tonight, so don't go anywhere. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break this time.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
And I guarantee you, Don and Donna, when they need fuel, are pulling into a Flying J. And I also guarantee you that they're going in there because I know they're members of the Truckers Club because of the star coaches that Don operates. And they go in there and show them their card, get their free cup of coffee, and get the points for the fuel they buy, for the food they buy, and for the supplies they buy in the store. I guarantee you that they are doing that. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the pilots and Flying J's that I just mentioned. Go on in there. If you're not a member of the Drivers Club, get yourself a free cup of coffee. It costs you nothing. Nothing to become a member of the Drivers Club, and you can also become a member of the RV Club if you got a bunch of RVs. So there you go if you own an RV. Now, in the meantime, we're gonna get a little going here because I'm back and I'm nationwide. You'll know what I mean in a minute.
Well, I was wrong.
nylon shoes. This hope and love that strikes you wearing nylon shoes.
We're going to bring Kyle into this. Now, that was your idea, this song.
Right. Well, that's one of my favorite ZZ Top songs of all time, back in 1979. I love that song. It's a great track, too.
But I think you were listening to the words. That's kind of what you were hearing there.
Yeah.
Back in the pickup truck and all that stuff. I know you. Yeah. And besides that, I'm looking at the picture, so I know what they're talking about. So there you go. All right. Well, let's get going with the weather here, because we do have some trouble out there tonight for some of the drivers out on the highway. And I'll tell you what, if you're on I-80 right now and you're headed towards Chicago, west of Chicago, towards Iowa, you got some really rough weather ahead of you. They've already had a tornado or two touch down in Iowa, so be advised, there could be a tornado or two in this stuff. Now, severe thunderstorms are expected to bring damaging winds, hail, heavy rain, which may lead to flash flooding this evening and a possible tornado across the upper Midwest. Isolated damaging winds are also possible across New England this evening as well. Monsoon moisture will contribute to the development of isolated strong thunderstorms, but heavy rain, which may bring flash flooding through Thursday, especially in New England. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in the southwest tonight, and in Arizona, northern Arizona, we are looking at a flash flood watch. We have thunderstorms could produce heavy rain. So along Interstate 15, as you head into southern Utah there near St. George, be careful there. In southern Arizona, Phoenix, Tucson, you've got the same flash flood watch that is ongoing right now. So I-10, I-40, also in New Mexico, if you're traveling up I-25, you're also going to encounter this as well. So be careful. These thunderstorms could produce heavy rain at times, and so you want to be aware of that. We do have an air quality alert tonight in the Denver-Fort Collins area. That's too much ozone in the air. Wyoming, western Wyoming, we've also got an air quality alert. Smoke from Pacific Northwest wildfires are causing that tonight. Excessive heat watch in eastern Montana, covering almost the entire eastern part of the state there. Tonight, fire weather warning, this down near Missoula as well, Helena and Bozeman, and also fire weather warning near Spokane, Washington, and also air quality alerts as you go into Idaho. Most of those excessive heat warnings have dropped off in California, which is good as that high pressure moves out. Cooler temperatures should be in the offing for California as we go through the next few days here.
All right, we're going to start out in Kansas tonight. We've got a flood watch and warning with some severe thunderstorms in the mix. West of Kansas City, maybe an hour or so west, headed towards Kansas City. So for a while, you're going to have some watches and warnings around there. You've also got some rain and some flood warnings from some earlier rain right there in Kansas. And then over into Missouri, this time around Columbia on I-70, you've got some flood warnings and watches because of the earlier rain we had there. Now, we've still got in Iowa an area of a flood warning just a little bit south of Des Moines, and just a little bit east of there is where a tornado touched down tonight. Do you have any information on that, Kyle?
I don't have any at this time, but we're checking on that.
All right. Well, it tore a small town up pretty bad, and I was told that there were some injuries, but it was just off the interstate. So that means what I'm looking at that's over here in Illinois right now, which is pretty much from the Quad Cities, just inside the Quad Cities, all the way over to just west of Chicago and up north towards the Wisconsin line, but staying just west of I-90 and I-94, but running along I-80. So you're going to have some weather to run in for about, I'd say, 90 miles of Illinois from the Iowa line, 90 miles into Illinois. Now, up in Minnesota tonight, George, I guess George has been smoking too much or something up there, because they got some real toxic air up there. They're warning people about that the air quality is really bad from Minneapolis straight across I-94 all the way to Canada, including Duluth. You've also got some problems with the air, a little bit of it up there in Wisconsin. And by the way, there's a thunderstorm watch that's just been popped up here above Milwaukee along the western side of Lake Michigan. So there's some problems there. On the east side of Lake Michigan, from the Indiana line up about 100 miles north on the west edge of Lake Michigan, eastern side of Lake Michigan from Illinois, if you will, western side from the state of Michigan, you have got some flood watches and warnings there. Now, moving across into the great northeast, up across Massachusetts, up across the southern part of Vermont, the southern part of New Hampshire, all across the southern part of Maine, our friends up there, you're going to be getting rain and lots of it. There's also some fog in the mix right now in some of those areas. So be advised, it's going to really rain, and you've got the possibility of some severe thunderstorms up in there. Also, coming on down the line, parts of Long Island, parts of Jersey, in the higher elevations of Jersey and over around Allentown, PA. And then we do have some fog tonight to report in the higher elevations of Maryland, and also coming down along Chesapeake Bay. There's some spotty, patchy fog through there, down into the area near just south of Norfolk. On the Chesapeake Bay and down into North Carolina. You've got some patchy fog there. And it looks like as if the afternoon thunderstorms will continue down here in Florida. They're getting some pretty heavy thunderstorms down here in the afternoon, Kyle, making things kind of interesting.
Yes, exactly right. And we do have some information on Lake City, Iowa, where they apparently had some tornado activity there. And they are finding out that there are a lot of down power lines.
Yep.
Fortunately, no injuries are reported, so that is good. But there are damage to roofs, trees, and power lines were reported by the sheriff's office and the Hamilton County Emergency Management.
It tore up the downtown section of that small Iowa town and ripped buildings off. They were laying in the street. It was quite a bit of damage I saw earlier on television. I just didn't catch the name of it because they went by it kind of real quick, and it wasn't the Weather Channel, it was the news channel. All right, here comes the music. That means we got to go to our break here on the top of the hour, and Kyle and I will be back with more, so don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch will continue with more coming right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.